We start in France. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu paid his respects at the kosher deli where a jihadist murdered four French Jews during that siege on Friday following Wednesday's attack on the magazine Charlie Hebdo. Yesterday, an estimated 3.7 million people across France demonstrated against the attacks. But will that show of defiance be enough to convince Jews in France to stay? Last year, for the first time, France became the number one source of immigration to Israel, and estimated 7,000 left. And Israeli leaders like Netanyahu are saying Jews will be welcomed if they come now after the attack in Paris. Simone Rodin-Benzikin is director of the American Jewish Committee's Paris office. And Simone, what are you hearing from Jewish people in France?
A lot of concern, a lot of worry, a lot of fear for our future. And this is not just the case now, but it's something that has been going on for a while already, because we've had a series of attacks and a consequence of a situation that has lasted for too long.
We understand the researchers at Tel Aviv University monitoring anti-Semitism have reported a chilling increase in attacks in Europe against Jews over the past 10 years. And then we're hearing people like Johan Cohen, who was one of the hostages who hid inside that freezer at the kosher market. He says he's going to move his family today, that on Monday I'm going to make aliyah, the Hebrew term for immigrating to Israel. Are you hearing that from people?
Of course, and we've been hearing this for a while. There is great concern. People ask themselves the question if they have a future here in France, and it's sincerely understandable. I mean, the everyday life for a Jew is an act of courage every single day. When you take your child to Jewish school, it's an act of courage. When you take you go to synagogue, you put your kippah on in the street. All these tiny little acts that should be normal are actually acts of courage.
Kippah, remind people.
Yeah, kippah is a tiny little hat men put on. All of these tiny little acts that should be normal are actually acts of courage.
We're hearing of Jews in other European countries, once quoted anonymously in the Associated Press, saying they will not let their children speak Hebrew when they're outside of the home. Does this feel to you, as some are saying, like World War II?
I think there is a very great difference. The major difference is that at the time it was anti-Semitism that came from the state. Today, it is an anti-Semitism that is in parts of French society, but government leaders, some journalists are very, very clear in the objective of fighting anti-Semitism. So it's not an anti-Semitism that comes bottom down. It's an anti-Semitism that comes from the base.
Yeah. Well, and what do you think has to happen to change this? We know that the large Muslim populations in countries like France, post-colonial countries, were brought to France and Germany and other countries to fill manpower shortages after World War II. It was thought that they would be sent back. They weren't. They're now being accused of not integrating into the larger community, but many of them feel sort of stuck in a post-colonial world. And as if they're not embraced, what do you think has to happen?
There are things that can be done. There are counter-radicalization measures that need to be taken. Things, for example, that need to be done in prison. Prisons have been a place where people get radicalized. Mm. There need to be things that need to be done in terms of education. And there needs to be also clearly more Muslims in France, across Europe, that speak out against what is happening within their own religion. We're not summoning them, but they are part of our country, and they should be doing it because they love France, and I am absolutely convinced that the vast majority of Muslims oppose all of this, but their voices are not enough heard. And then they obviously need to be supported by the rest of society.
Yeah.
Because the danger that is then coming is the extreme right, obviously, who can potentially exploit this situation.
And we rush to say that some of the most stunning images from the march yesterday were Muslims and Jews standing side by side with signs pronouncing their love for each other. We know it was a Muslim worker at the kosher market who hid most of the hostages and saved them. It was a Muslim police officer who was slaughtered on the street, Ahmed, who was slaughtered on the street by the two brothers outside the magazine. Simone Rodin-Benzikin, just a quick last question. Paris is known for rejecting multiculturalism. It doesn't even take statistics on race or religion. This is so important. How much of a loss would there be if there were far fewer Jews in France if they do leave?
I will quote the Prime Minister of France, who said, "France without its Jews would not be France anymore." I think it would not be a loss only for the Jewish community. It would be a loss for the entire nation and for everything France actually stands for.
Simone Rodin-Benzikhan, Director of the American Jewish Committee's Paris office. Thank you so much, Simone.
Thank you.